On this episode, we review the 2018 Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. This is episode 123 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday, and then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes every Wednesday on that same feed. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And we also have you covered as far as Joffrey's Coffee goes.
Yes.
If you go out to Joffrey's Coffee or joffreys.com, order and use code CTM20 at checkout, you're going to save 20% off of your order. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. Now you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. Let her know that Main Street Magic sent you, and at absolutely no cost to you, she's going to help you plan your whole vacation, find the best rates, packages, deals, whatever's going on, even help you out with ADRs and your fast pass planning. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
And it's all free to you.
All free to you. And much stuff is not free in life or when it comes to right. Disney. So this is good. This is a good deal.
Yep.
So today we are going to talk about the Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend, which we just completed last weekend. We did the 10K. And basically right off of Disney's site, it says it's a fabulous weekend with some of your favorite Disney chefs. We're serving up a delectable race menu for participants of all ages and skill levels, plus a challenge for those craving two courses. Enjoy a cornucopia of Disney entertainment at the races, and later live it up at an after-hours post-race party exclusively for runners and their guests and people with money that have opened their wallets to pay for that post-race party event. You want to go through what the pricing is for the wine? Well, and this is pretty standard pricing right now for any of the run Disney run events that are there on property. So go ahead and let them know some of the costs here.
Well, you start with a 5K, and that is $85. And that was November 2nd. And then your 10K is on November 3rd, and that is $125. And then you have your half marathon, which is on the 4th, and that's $199. And then you have your two-course challenge, which is your 10K, and your half marathon, which is $345. I actually think this is cheaper
than what it's looking like for Star Wars.
Yeah,
it may be a little bit cheaper because remember, these are 2018 pricing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, and then you have your kids races on November 3rd. And I think that's around like 10 or 11 or something like that. It's
1 p.m.
during the day.
Yeah.
It's not getting up at 3:15.
Right,
a.m.
right.
So your kids races are on November 3rd as well. And they're between $20 and $30. Because I think you have like a diaper crawl or
yeah
and then a
yeah then
one
an actual
mile
more like run
rush,
1 mile run
race
yeah.
or something. But anyways, and then on this one there was a post party on November 4th, and it was for $84. You've done the half marathon, now it's time to celebrate your accomplishments. So you enjoy an after hours party at Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, and you'll have access to the global marketplace, select Epcot attractions, and live entertainment. Your half marathon or challenge registration includes entry. So we did not do that.
No. And we would have, but we had to leave.
Yeah.
We had a concert that night in Sunrise, Florida. Otherwise, we certainly probably would have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially to tell y'all.
Right.
I did forget to tell y'all that there is a cheer squad package for $65. And we did not get the girls that.
No. I guess
they were our cheerleaders, but
$65 and you get like a special place like at the end of the race, and I think they give you like pom-poms and they give you some different things to cheer the other runners that are coming in. So a little added thing that you can do. And then during the course of these couple of days, the November 1st to 3rd, you have the Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo. This is all at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. Yeah. Again, you have shopping. Not only do you have a marketplace for Run Disney specific attire and items, you also then have a whole health and fitness expo, which has different vendors that revolve around health, racing, running, all that type of stuff. So before we get into kind of how our weekend and stuff went, I know this is all called Run Disney, you know, and everybody says, all right, there are 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons. And I think there's this thought around them that this is all super athletic runners.
No.
I would prove all of that wrong because I am neither super athletic nor a runner.
Right.
So what we do for these events, and you do this with me, is walk.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones. This is heavily done by people that are walking these. You do have some people that are super serious about it and they're going for time. But for the most part, this is about the event. This is about everything around it. This is about being at Disney and getting to go through the parks at, you know, times you normally can't. So when you listen to this and you see these events, and you just think, oh man, you know, I can't participate in that, I'm not a runner, it really doesn't matter.
Right. 5K, it really doesn't matter.
No, not at all.
Because you don't have to keep a pace. But with your 10 and a half, you do have to keep a 16-minute mile with Disney. Now, that's walking pace. You might have to walk a little fast. But that's still a walking pace.
Yeah.
And with the half marathon, apparently you have to prove your time if you have it under a certain amount of hours, because they corral you in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we were F in the 10K, which Michelle and I got D because of our pace that we
run. The pace you submit per mile when you actually register is how they corral you.
Yeah.
And the corrals, you know, there's 30,000 people doing this. So they're not just like, ready, set, go, 30,000 people.
Right.
It would be a nightmare. So they're breaking you up and they're putting the so-called fastest people in the front and
which
then the slow pokes like me in the back.
Which is good.
It is very good. So part of that is important if you need to think about when you're submitting your time. I'm not saying you lie, but if you were to fudge it a little bit, you know, you might be up closer. And so being in a later corral, you're going to start later, but you still have to be there at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, so that is a part of it to think of. But I would say if you run, if you walk, if you can walk a 5K, which is 3.1 miles and at a regular just walking pace, this is well worth doing.
Oh yeah,
you know, and I will say, even as people who walked, or as someone who walks myself, doing a 10K, there's still this great feeling of accomplishment that you did it.
Oh good,
you know, there is
good.
You made a face almost like you didn't have that feeling of accomplishment.
Because I'm ready to do a half marathon.
Right, you say that. We'll talk about that in a little bit, man. Okay. But. All right, start going through, you know, kind of the weekend, and let's talk more a little bit about our weekend. You know, this is something that is technically running from Thursday to Sunday. Thursday is the day that you can start to pick up your race packets at the Wild World of Sports. And Friday is the 5K, Saturday is the 10K, Sunday is the half.
Yes.
If you are doing the two-course challenge, you're participating in the 10K and the half, and then you can always just pay that extra to do the 5K if you're an insane person.
Yes.
Which at that point, a 5K, you probably just do in your sleep.
Yeah. Well, we learned with our Star Wars, we came down Thursday morning because it was our anniversary.
Yeah.
So we put the kids on the bus and had people kind of get them for us. And obviously they were around in case something happened at school. But we put them on the bus and we headed down there. So We literally got to the expo when it opened on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. And we picked up our stuff. And when we did, they had everything. So, which was fantastic. This time we waited till the kids got out of drama on Thursday. And that was around.
Paint a picture four. About everything. What is everything?
Oh, well, when you go pick up your race packet, you, it's there, right? Cause it's, the shirts are, yeah, at the other place. So when you go pick up your race, we're in a packet, your race bib, everything Run Disney is there. It is all about the 5K. It's all about the 10K. And it's
merchandise.
Anything, merchandise, sorry. Yeah. It's anything from, you know, wine glasses to ornaments to shirts to even Run Disney jerseys to Run Disney. You got a Cheshire Cat, a Tinkerbell, clothes. Yeah. So shirts, hats, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Tons of ridiculous amount of merchandise. And like you said, it's specific to each, each race that you're doing.
Yeah.
And that was and we had no issue at Star Wars. I mean, I remember going to the Star Wars one and being like, somebody take my wallet away from me.
Yes.
Like there's so much great
there's
stuff.
Pass holder stuff too.
Yeah. Pass holder items. Yep. It is amazing.
Yep.
And we got there on Thursday.
After we on
yeah for the Star Wars. Star Wars now let's move back to
now,
wine and dine.
We left Thursday after the kids get out of drama, which is about 4 p.m. So we got down there around 6:37.
Yeah,
it closes
at 7.
Seven.
At 7. Yeah. Okay. So we knew we weren't making it over there that night. Didn't think that was
which
an issue.
Didn't think because we weren't running the 5K on Friday, so we didn't have to worry about getting up really early in the morning. And so we could go, expo opened at 10. So we could go over there around then. So we do. And this broke my heart. We go over there and we check in 10 o'clock. It's maybe 10:30-ish, maybe 11 at this point, but still we were pretty very fairly after it opened. And, there's also, when I said anything, like there's magnets. There was no 10K magnets for the specific Wine and Dine. There still were Run Disney magnets. Didn't want that. I wanted the Wine and Dine 10K. They also were out of your 10K
pins.
Pins.
Yep.
That you can trade, but we wouldn't.
Right. But we collect the pins like crazy. We have something for everything.
I did get a wine glass.
Yep.
The shirts and everything wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And we were getting a shirt anyways. So, and I didn't find anything I loved. I liked the Cheshire Cat tank top I was going to get. Didn't have my size. Went to get a jersey, Run Disney jersey. Didn't have my size. Went to the pass holder and they had this awesome shirt. Only in 2X and 3X, correct?
Yeah, I think at that point it was, 3X and 4X.
Okay. So the woman says people are wearing them, or excuse me, buying them to wear as night clothes.
Yeah.
Night, whatever.
Yeah.
Really, really bummed out.
Yeah.
And what was crazy is they had plenty of stuff for the half marathon.
Yeah.
And I think even possibly the 5K, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, there was still, but even that was starting to go. Even by the time we were in there walking around trying to look for stuff, stuff was selling out. I mean, there was so much stuff sold out. And again, you're talking about the 10K isn't even for another 24 hours.
Correct.
And the stuff is sold out. I saw multiple people and things on social media that were so disappointed. This was out of the entire weekend and I said back when we did the Star Wars one, this is one of the most well-oiled machines I have ever seen. The way they put together these runs, it is unbelievably well done.
Right.
This was a flat-out fail. They failed big time.
Yeah.
And there's two issues that are going on because of it. One is they're heavily doing pre-orders. So when you go to register, you can pre-order these items and pay for them then, and then they have a pre-order pickup.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's fair, but to me, that takes away from the experience. We like the experience of shopping.
But now we need we need to do it.
Now we know we'll probably have to do that next time. The other main issue is we continue to see an influx of personal shoppers and eBay people.
Yeah.
So, again, you get somebody that can run in there and pick up a dozen 10K pins and flip them on eBay. Or they're a personal shopper where somebody pays them to go get the stuff for them.
Right.
There is.
You don't have to show your race bib.
You don't have to show your race bib. You do not have to be a racer or runner.
Right.
You could literally just show up. Now, why you would want to buy something that says 10K, I did it, if you didn't do it, I don't know. But I'm sure this is happening. Or again, there's people that are running. Just say they're running the 10K Saturday morning, but they're not arriving till Friday evening. Their fear is they're not going to be able to go shop, so they pay someone to go get it for them.
Right.
Okay, I understand you are doing the race, and you want that merchandise. We'll figure out a way to get there, because we did, and we didn't get the stuff we wanted.
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't get upset over things very often. This really was upsetting.
It was, because the pass holder shirt was awesome. I did get my headband, I guess you call it.
Yeah, that
I wear when I run, kind of keeps the hair off, and if I did sweat, which did not that day. It keeps the sweat out. And I love it. And I got that. I did get a wine glass. Even Michelle, they came later, but the same day and later, and the wine glasses were sold out.
Yeah.
She did get her ornament only because somebody put it down.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even get that initially. So it was really, it was just so disappointing for
it really
that.
Was. It really, really was. But let's move on to the positive.
Let's move on to the positive, because the positive would be technically just get there sooner.
Yeah. Well, my positive was going to be the beer and champagne that was for sale. Once we were so disappointed, maybe this was all a setup.
Maybe.
Let's make these people upset.
Yep.
And then they'll want to drink. So
we did. And this was early, but I was like, I was stressed and upset because what we wanted. And I mean, it saved on our, kind of saved until we bought the
$17 champagne. Yep.
And actually I got a Pinot Grigio
Frosé. Yeah. Like
so
a
basically
Pinot
it was white frozen with, I guess, Pinot Grigio in it.
Yeah.
It was good. Somebody asked me if there was enough alcohol in it to cost $17. And I'm like, I don't know.
Response was, is there ever?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if it was filled with nothing but straight liquor, would that be worth $17? Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Did it have the cool little white chocolate hollowed out like Mickey head
with
on top,
the 13.1. But
you're not saving it. So
I know, but I was.
Yeah, you would think they'd have like a 10K, 5K one.
Like, what are you doing or something?
And then I got a refillable beer mug that was going to be good at certain locations throughout the whole weekend.
Yes.
I want to say it was around the same pricing as the water park. So I want to say $12 initially. Came in a keepsake Run Disney plastic Wild World of Sports cup. And then you could get refills throughout the weekend for $8 at like at the race. As long as you were at the expo, there were some certain areas that you could get it refilled.
Yep.
So we did have those. And then, we went, we kind of relaxed a bit that evening. We had dinner at the Edison. If you go back and listen to that, I ate enough food that I wouldn't eat for the rest of the weekend. Basically, I would not eat a full meal for 3 days.
Yeah.
I didn't eat a full meal until we came home.
That was funny.
It was hilarious. Thanks. So go back and listen to the Thanksgiving triple stack and my food baby. So why don't you kind of walk through race day? Because this is going to be, whether you're doing the 5K, the 10K, or the half, they all start at the same time. You're most likely getting up kind of at the same time, and you're doing the same type of transportation.
Yes. Okay. So they depending on where you're staying, and if you're staying on property, and as we found out with Michelle, if you're not staying on property, depending on where you're staying, there's transportation. Yeah. There's bus transportation for on property like us. We were staying at Pop Century. There's one bus. If you're staying at like Coronado Springs per se, there is multiple buses, but you need to know where they're at because then they're only stopping at some places.
Yeah, not technically every single stop.
Right.
Of the normal bus route.
Right. Which I love that the Pop Century was just one bus. But yeah,
there were a lot of people.
So Michelle and John stayed off property. And so they actually got up and drove to Epcot. Now, they did say there was a bus, but you had to get up
much, much earlier.
Like, I think it left at 3 a.m.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, they had to be up at 2:45. Anyways, so they didn't choose that. They chose to drive to Epcot, and then, which is where we end anyways. And then there was a shuttle from Epcot taking us, or them, to where we start.
Magic Kingdom, at Magic Kingdom parking lot.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we got on the bus at Pop Century. We got up at 3:15 a.m. because we were going to try to leave the room by 3:30. And I thought it would only take me about 15 minutes.
To get ready.
Yes, to get ready for a run. Because, well, I mean, there's pictures.
It took me 5 minutes, man.
I had to put some makeup on. Yeah, and there's pictures. And you have to put your race bib on, my headband. And
that actually takes the longest, is getting the race bib. Yeah. Because you've got four, they give you four pins. What the heck are those?
Safety pins.
Safety pins, which are not safe at all. What are they safe from? They have pointy edges that's almost impossible to not jab yourself when you're using them. Why would they call them safety pins?
Because when you close them.
They just call them pokey pins.
Okay.
But yeah, so never fails. You get all four on, you look at it, and it's all like crooked.
Yeah.
And I just can't go with a crooked race bib. So I'm trying to like straighten it out. So that took me about as long as it took you to do makeup. So I can't.
And I don't put that much makeup on just in case I do sweat or anything like that. There are pictures, and we'll get to that. And just, I mean, I just didn't want to look homely either. But anyway, so. Excuse me. We got up at 3:15, and what we were leaving the room about 3:35.
Yeah, something like that. 3:35-ish.
And we were headed up to the bus, and there's only one bus stop, which again I really liked, but it was hysterical because it was pretty much all the way. So the bus stop was where you catch all the buses to Magic Kingdom, Epcot, all those. But it was the furthest away. So, like, you have Magic Kingdom is always first, and then you have the trickle down. So, it was the last bus, which... So, I'm trying to paint this picture. So, it's the last bus all the way at the end.
Yeah.
The people reached all the way to check the opening of check-in.
Yeah, like the main entrance. I mean, you're talking.
And then what? I mean, we're all in
yards of people.
We're all in one line. You know, I mean, it's kind of not two by two, but it's a skinny line. It's not like, you know.
Right, right.
But all the way down. Now, the neat thing was they just had bus after bus after bus going.
And these are Mears transportation buses. These are not your standard Disney buses that you go to the parks. These are like coach buses.
Yes.
With, you know, like, again, two seats on each side.
Yep.
Reclining. I definitely recline. and yeah, going all the way back. So, but again, I'm talking a bus every 5 minutes, if not more often. So,
and then some again, would pull up right behind. Machine. And yeah, well, I was just going to say, after, you know, talking about a well-oiled machine, I mean, they would count and go 2, 4, 6, blah, 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 blah. And then they would cut it off and go, okay. And then you'd have to wait for the next bus. And it was funny because when we first got in line, we were really far down. But Jeremy forgot his magic band because I thought your pictures would go to your magic band, but it doesn't. You have to link your bib. But anyways, he went to go back and get it, and I was getting closer. And the craziest part was, as we got all the way to the front and we turn around and look behind us, and
the line was still just as long.
It was to the entrance.
It filled all the way back in.
It was crazy.
It was nuts, yeah.
So you get on the bus and they took you to the Magic Park.
The guy, and this is why I say I knew the seats reclined. The guy in front of me's seat was reclined. I was about to perform dental work on him. It was that far back. Luckily, he found the little lever and pushed it back
up. But yours was as well. Yeah, and we had to figure that out. Yeah.
And then this is again where I want to point out that if you're thinking, well, I can't do a 5K or a 10K or whatever, we saw a lady get on. who was going to do the 10K with us that morning, who appeared to be about 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very
and
pregnant.
And she had not only the 10K, but she
Was doing the challenge.
Yes.
So she was also going to do the half. So I have a feeling by the time she was doing the half, she might have been a new mother because she was very, very far along. So if you think you can't do this, this lady could. And yeah, what did we say? Probably have to name her baby Remy. Yeah, she might have had him during
How do you
the
know
race.
It was him?
Him. I don't know. It was the way she was carrying, and I don't know. Isn't that a thing? Don't you say like, if you carry low or high or something weird? That it's like a boy or a girl. You always act like you know what a baby is.
It's the heart rate.
Okay. But is that always accurate? Were either of ours accurate?
Yes.
Were ours, both of them were?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, anyways.
It's if you run a half marathon, it's a boy. If you sit at home and do nothing, it's a girl.
Yeah. So, anyways. Yeah, so, yeah. So, you can be whatever
anybody
you want to be.
Yes,
anybody
can
do it.
You can.
As long as you keep the 16-minute pace. Now, from what we did hear from another.
Really going to sweep off a pregnant lady, you think?
Yeah.
That would be so.
They got to open up stuff.
Hate to be the person to do that.
Yeah. Well, apparently there are called balloon ladies. I kept trying to look for them.
I never saw them.
I didn't either. Because we were pretty far. Well, we were the last corral. Not that we were far at the end, but there was this one spot where we like almost did a
it was like a loop over loop. We came around exit and overpass,
yes,
and we could see the end,
yes,
but no balloon ladies.
No. And I saw, but we saw cops on bikes.
Yes,
maybe they were considered the balloon ladies, but yes. Anyways, the point is that we did hear that in the 10K and the half marathon, if you don't keep the 16-minute mile, they will sweep you off. And they have to, I mean, we were walking on roads at this point.
Yeah.
So they have to open these things.
They have to clear things out. Parks. It makes perfect sense.
It does. What they were also told is when they sweep you off, you still get your finisher medal.
Correct.
But if you do the challenge and they sweep you off, you don't get your third medal. You get your only two finisher medals. Yeah. So again.
So don't get balloon ladied if you can avoid it.
Yes.
I just imagine like sweet little old ladies literally carrying balloons that are keeping an exact 16-minute pace at the very end.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would actually like to see.
I would have loved to.
Let's do it one time and I'll see if I can get swept. I just want to see the interaction of what they do. Because is it just like if they came up and they're like, oh, excuse me, sir, you're not keeping a 16-minute mile. And I just sprinted real quick. What are they going to do?
Well, you're keeping a 16-minute mile.
At that point, but is it like as soon as you're behind that thing, do they just club you in the kneecaps and then that's it? You're going down?
I don't think that.
Then they haul you off on a golf cart or something? That could be the way it goes. I don't know. Anyway, I don't think that. I bet they're very nice balloon ladies. But yeah, so why don't you, I guess I'll talk some. So we started Magic Kingdom in the parking lot. And it's going to take us, they're closing off all the roads. And the basic course is going to be from Magic Kingdom to Epcot.
Uh-huh.
And it would also take about as long walking as it would driving later that afternoon.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. But so you walk down the main roadways. It's completely shut off. You go around an exit, an overpass, and you literally come into Epcot. Mm-hmm. You come in. Kind of a side entrance of Epcot. You go up around and you start through Canada. When you get to the UK, you kind of go backstage. They bring you back out just on the other side of the UK, cross the bridge. You go through the rest of the World Showcase until you come out to your exit is kind of the path.
Right. And your exit is in a big parking lot. I'm not sure if that's cast member parking or what, but it is a very
it's close to the new Guardians ride that's going up. It's over in that way where they have everything set up. But as far as the actual run walk, what can you expect along the way?
Well, and it was funny because with where we were going from Magic Kingdom to Epcot, I'm like, okay, that's roads, and you're not. What are we gonna see? That doesn't sound.
The first half is boring.
But there was quite a few characters.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. There was
cars. First saw Tomater and Lightning McQueen.
What was his name? Yeah.
So they made the trip out, which was very nice.
Yep.
Next, we came across Jack Sparrow and his little buddy, like his little minion guy that's at the, they used to be at the pirate show that's at Magic Kingdom. It's now just a Captain Jack meet and greet. And with these are full setups, you know, I mean, there's, they had treasure chests and they had lights and they had music playing. They had a backdrop for Lightning McQueen and Tomater. Once we got into Epcot, and I can't remember the order, but there was Remy. There, which is creepy as all get out to see a 6 foot tall rat. There was Oswald, the Lucky Rabbit, which was pretty cool. And I don't think you caught this because it threw me off. I thought it was a Walt Disney meet and greet, but there was a guy there that dressed and looked like Walt Disney who was doing the run.
Oh,
you see him?
Yeah.
He's wearing a full suit. Yeah. He had like the hat and the little mustache and everything.
I did see
and at
that.
First, I thought he was meeting
out
with Oswald, and I said to you, I said, I don't think these are official Disney ones.
Right.
And then he kept going, and I was like, oh, wait, okay.
And when we passed, also, I saw that it was a Disney cast member taking pictures. So
who,
we knew.
Gosh, now I'm going to feel like a jerk for not writing. Who else was along the way that was available other than those? After we got through Oswald,
Remy,
Remy. And there really, that wasn't, that, there weren't any others around the world showcase.
Trying to remember. I don't know. I don't think there was.
Correct. Yeah.
Which, and not only were those characters, but also throughout there was two or three screens set up that were playing movies.
Yeah, and clips and stuff.
Some was clips. One was, I think, Ariel.
Yeah.
And then the song was playing over and over.
Yeah, because I said that there was a cop station there. I was like, I feel bad for that guy. He's got to listen to this for 2 hours straight on loop. It was Under the Sea.
Yeah. And so there was, there is some neat stuff past going, and there's bathrooms if you do need to stop, porta potties.
And let's say all of these have a tremendous weight.
Oh,
from characters to bathrooms to water stations, there is a weight. So if you, first of all, if you're close to the 16-minute mile and you're in a late corral, you may not have an opportunity to stop for these things because it will put you far behind.
Yeah.
We
Unless
chose, we chose not to stop.
Yeah. Because with the 5K,
we could have been put behind. I mean, we could have put behind a 16-minute mile at that point, though.
Possibly, but also because we knew what we missed with the 5K. We wanted to get to the end.
Yeah. So this is something that I think I told Rhonda I would like to do Wine and Dine next year. If we just do the 10K, I would like to potentially fudge our pace time and entry. Don't tell anyone we said that. So at least we get maybe a C or D group. And then stop for the characters.
Yeah.
Because these are characters that you cannot see anywhere else, usually.
Right.
Which is really, really cool.
Right.
So we get to the end, and what we found out with the Star Wars one is that we missed a lot of the cool stuff at the end.
Yes.
And we didn't want to do that.
Because there was a fan base.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you guys should go back and listen to our Star Wars.
Well, and that's where, like, we thought it was fan base, and we're like, keep going, keep going.
They're third-rate characters.
But we did. We got to the end, and that was fantastic because there was Lumiere, who you never get to meet. There's Sebastian, who you never get to meet. And then you may get to meet them, but I'm not sure. Chef Minnie and Mickey.
Yep.
And Chef Donald and Goofy.
Yeah.
excuse me. That... We were so excited because when I got there, I asked when they were going to leave because there was a good amount of wait. Like, we waited for Sebastian, what, over an hour?
Yeah.
But
when, Lumiere was an hour. Sebastian was about.
No, it was vice versa.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Sebastian was the long, long one.
Okay. Yep.
But Lumiere was said 30 minutes or something. Yeah. I think we waited 10, 15.
Yeah,
it was
something
quick.
Something like that.
But I asked, when are they leaving? And she was like, not till 9:30. And this was like seven something? Seven?
No. Eight.
Yeah.
So we had plenty. We knew it. No, because if we waited an hour, eight, nine, you probably, it was like 7:30 something. We finished in
an hour and 20.
Hour and 20 minutes. We didn't start because of our corral until about 6:20.
Right.
So it'd have been 7:40. So this was 7:45 ish probably. You're so close to eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was excited because 9:30. I was very excited because I thought we could get to see him. For sure. At least Lumiere and Sebastian, who you don't get to see.
Yeah.
And we actually got to see everybody. And that I was very happy about. Now, it was very cold that day in
for
Florida.
Us.
in Florida for us. Yes.
Which was great for the race.
Oh, it was great. I don't think I really sweat at all.
Yeah. I still had meat sweats from the meal the night before, but I didn't have actual run sweats.
So I don't know if real quick to back up. I know we talked about the bus and ride and going over there. We didn't talk about, there's a whole bunch of stuff in the beginning. There was actually all of the characters at the end, at the beginning. And I guess if you get over there
early enough, single one said an hour away.
Oh, right. Yeah. And yeah. So anyways, but there's also food and there's drinks and there's all kinds of stuff. You can take a bag, You can take a bag and they'll like
check it for you.
Check it. Yeah. And you can get it at the end of the race. It's really cool. And then you're corralled and then you just kind of hang out in the corral, but there's still entertainment the whole time.
Yeah. They have hosts, they've got a DJ, they're showing clips. It's so you are entertained.
Yes.
You're not just standing there. They're getting the crowd very, very involved. Yep. Yeah. Thank you for going back because I skipped over that point.
Yeah. And then when they do start off, you do get fireworks. And of course, our joke was at the end, there'll be little sparklers for us because
they let them off for every single.
They do. And they also do waves. So you don't just go, all right, corral A, there you go. It's a corral A wave where then they let a certain
mini
amount out.
Mini waves.
And mini waves, right. Because there's A wave one, wave two, wave three, wave four. I mean, there's so, but with this one, we went a lot quicker
than we did in Star Wars.
Because I think with this one, I mean, you started out on like an open road, like four lanes.
Yeah.
Now it did go down to one, which was hard. And then the water station. So if you were one of those people trying to run and keep your pace, I mean, even Bethany, we talked to, you said that she did the half marathon the next day, did it in 2 hours and 18 minutes, and actually wanted to shave 18 minutes off of that.
Yeah.
But because of the people and so many and being kind of, I hate to say it, but being in the way, it's harder. So this is one of those things where I would totally say, unless you're one of those major competitors that you can prove your time and you can get up in a corral I wouldn't worry about a time because it will get off-putting to you because you'll get put behind or you'll get backed up basically.
I still think this is, and most people are taking that way, that this is to truly enjoy the atmosphere, the fun, the people around you. There's tons of running groups.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of people that'll get together, dozens of people that kind of all run together. And
then run for causes.
Yeah, run for causes
is
really cool.
I
think that would be neat maybe to do next year. Maybe we get a group together, you know, and find a great cause and have people donate, you know, for the run or something like that would be really, really cool. But yeah, at the end, you know, you get your medal and it is very satisfying. You get your little snack box. You get a banana.
Pictures to say I did it.
Yep.
And again, like I said, so, back to the picture. So when we got to Epcot, there are tons of, cast members.
Yeah. Photographers.
You have to link your bib and that's how they scan. So like every time I'd run mine. Hello. Hello. It was awesome. I don't care. So with that being said, at the end, again, we get these pictures and with all of them, and they tag your bib, and then you get them on your My Disney Experience. So at the end, not only, like you said, they have your snack box, you get a banana, you get a Powerade, you can get water, and then they have food. And
drink.
Drink. And when you were getting us something, did you see? It said Run Disney merchandise up.
Yeah, but I didn't see any additional merchandise. No, because they probably sold out of it all, so they didn't even open it. now, you can get alcohol here.
Again, but $17.
Yeah, but not until, 6 a.m. So if you're just the quickest person on earth, if you're Usain Bolt, and you get there and you finish this thing in record time, you're not getting your alcohol till 6. Because if you finish at 5:55 and you're going to drink, that's absurd. 6 o'clock, you're good to go. I mean, 6 a.m., who doesn't want a beer?
Right.
No, we did each have champagne. Again,
we did.
$17.
Well,
each.
Because we did really good. I was proud of us. We stayed together, which was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it was a great experience together because this point, Michelle and John left and they left us way ahead. They actually ran.
They ran. Yeah.
In fact, Michelle left her husband because she beat him by minutes. And then
I beat you. But if we want to get into that.
No, because
you're so busy waving at everybody that I beat you by 1 second. The official time comes in and I beat you by 1 second because you were busy being Wavy McWaverson there getting your pictures. But it's rewarding. It's regardless of if you're running, you're walking. I think it is an amazing experience that everybody should do once.
Yeah.
How did you like this compared to the Star Wars? You know, I mean, Star Wars was our first official run Disney at Disney event.
Right. And I think because of what I love about this is you are walking from point A to point B.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're walking and or running in like a circle. Like, so when after I did the 5K, I was like, that's it. Like, it's over. Like, that's that's stupid. Just because it seemed so short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. So with the 10K, we were on mile five or so it was, and I was like, I can do a half. I want to do a half. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, you kept saying that, and you were like, well, could you do it all again? And we kept a little over 14 minute mile, 14 and a half. At one time, it was like 15, a little over 15. And I was like, ah, come on, we got to go. And that's probably when we got some of the backup.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, all right, so that's 14, a little over 14 minute mile. You have to keep a 16, 2, 4, 6, 8. I mean, so that's how many minutes we are ahead. I felt like if I got tired for the second whole doing over the 10K, basically, I could slow it down a minute if I needed to.
And my point is you're walking for over 3 hours straight, which sounds easier said than done, I think, sometimes.
Well,
we did a 10K, which isn't even technically half of a half marathon. It's a little less.
Right.
At that moment, I do think I felt like I probably could have walked and finished a half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably like doing shots of tequila. Like you do one shot of tequila and you're like, okay. And you do two and you're like, oh, this feels good. Then you do the three and you're like, I'm going to die. Like, I bet this is very similar. Like you do 6.2 miles and you're like, I feel pretty good. You get to seven and you're like, okay. You get to eight. You get to nine and you're like, oh my God, my fourth shot of tequila and I'm going to fall over. Like, I just imagine that it has a build to it that you wouldn't expect. That's my theory.
Well, we'll have to test it out because I also feel that all the people, what you're seeing, what you're doing, where you're at, your adrenaline.
No, it certainly does have that added bonus. I mean, I can agree with that completely. Yeah.
I mean, it is fantastic. I'm going to do it.
All right.
Even if I do it by myself.
I'll do it with you. But so before we wrap up, I did want to talk about some opportunities because people who have seen us in the Facebook group have noticed that we do virtual runs as well, or virtual walks. And Run Disney does have a series called the Virtual Running Shorts. And this is going to be June, July, and August.
Mm-hmm.
These are 5Ks.
Yep.
It says, join us for the Run Disney Virtual Running Shorts and earn some Disney-themed medals. Our virtual 5Ks are an ideal introduction to Run Disney and a great way to train for other races. Run, jog, or walk on a treadmill around the neighborhood or any course of your choosing. Take along the family, your friends, or even the dog. They really write in even the dog. We're taking Stitch on our next one. I just have to carry him for 3.1 miles. It's a super way to participate in a Run Disney event from home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look. Do you remember roughly the price of this per race? In the
golly, no, because I just went ahead and did the all three.
Because you can,
then
do,
you got a fourth
you get a
medal
each
for
month,
some reason.
And you can get a fourth medal if you completed all three.
Okay,
they're always themed. Last year was the Incredibles.
The year before was Pluto.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we
missed one of the
months. We missed the first month.
So What is a virtual run? Explain what virtual run means, because you're not just
you're not just
laying around like and playing a video game virtually running it. You are still doing it, right. But what's the manner of such a thing?
I mean, I think you just read it really well when you said run, jog, or walk on a treadmill or around the neighborhood or any course of your choosing, and that's exactly what it is. You, if it's raining, you know, you can and you need to have it in by this date, and you know, you can't, or it, or if you're up north and it's freezing and you can't walk in the snow, you can walk on the treadmill. Or like us, you know, we do it around our neighborhood because we have mapped out where we don't walk in circles. Well, technically it's a circle, but not in a small circle. we have mapped out where we walk around our entire neighborhood. And the way we've mapped it out, it is a 5K. And so, it's
and so you track your own through whatever fitness app,
and then you send it in,
and then you submit it to their website, and then they're going to send you a medal.
Yep.
And we walk every morning anyway. Well, we've gotten out of it some, but the schedule has been crazy. But we walk most days anyway. We're at least doing a 5K. Some of these are 5K. A lot of these are 5Ks for virtual runs. There are 10Ks. We've even done a Star Wars. We did a half, but you were able to break up the half. So we did it over the course of, I think, 2 days, didn't we? Didn't we do 8 miles one day? And then we did the remaining, what would it be, 5.5? One or two,
see,
whatever the other day.
And we were good.
We didn't do it in one day. At eight, we did eight. Right after that eight was going to be your fourth shot at tequila, I think. So,
well, especially around here.
Yeah, but I think they're really cool. One, if you want to get out and walk anyway, spend $30-$40, whatever they cost, and you get a cool medal.
Yeah,
and we like it. Now it's something else that we collect. Obviously, this is run Disney, so they are Disney themed. There are some other sites. One is Main Street Bella. One is called Virtual Pace Series that often will have Disney themed runs. We did a Haunted Mansion.
Well, and the Main Street Bella is more the Disney themed.
Yes, it has much more of the Disney theme. But we just recently did Haunted Mansion. We did a Sugar Rush. We did the Tinkerbell one.
And all this was Main Street Bella.
Yep, was Main Street Bella. The Virtual Pace Series will have some with a Disney theme, but like their one right now is a unicorn. So there's still ones that you can do and collect medals. Mm-hmm. We just tend to gear towards the Disney themed ones.
Or the ones we really like. Yeah.
And what I like too is, and I don't think we mentioned, you do this in a time frame. So
yes,
it's not like, it's not like, hey, your virtual race is on July 1st. No, it's your virtual race is from July 1st to July 31st. You just have to complete it or whatever it is, right? Isn't it the month?
No, not always. We just signed up for one, Main Street Bella, and it's the dots. It's a Christmas dot Minnie Mouse bow thing.
What is that, like a two, 3 week period or something that you can complete it in?
I do, yeah, because the Haunted Mansion we had, I think it was honestly a little over a week. It wasn't, because...
But you do have a time frame.
You do.
Which is nice. And you just do it on your own schedule, your own pace.
Yeah, 2 weeks. But anyways, it's not a whole month. The Disney
is a
June,
full month.
July, and August is that full month. You get that full month to do it.
Yeah. A lot of them come with T-shirts or some other items. A lot of them. And then what we do, now, when we do the Run Disney Wine and Dine and the Star Wars, we obviously have to register both of us. But we're getting the same medal. So we just have two of the same medal. We both completed it. That's cool. When we do the virtual series, we just register one of us. And basically, it's like we share the medal.
Right.
So Rhonda gets it on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. I get to wear the medal on Mondays. I was waiting for you to laugh at my awesome joke. And then, Sundays, it just hangs in the middle of the house for all to see. But we just figure, why spend that money twice just to get the same medal? We're both going to do it. We're going to submit at the same time. It doesn't really matter.
And when you said you get shirts, he was meaning for the other races, not Run Disney.
Yeah, not the Run Disney.
The Run Disney for the shorts. The only virtual one they do is in the summer, the shorts. All you do is get the medal.
Yeah.
So
we also got that Elastaband.
Yeah, it was because Elastigirl. I think it was.
Yep. And
so
it came in
that
a
was
box.
Weird.
Just neat looking.
Anyways, I'll be excited to see what they have this year.
Yeah, what the theming is this year.
But
I was so excited about last year's theming of Incredibles, and then I saw Incredibles 2, and I was like, I don't want these medals anymore.
You're silly.
Get rid of them. But it was great, and I think they're a great way. So if you want to test these out, do one of these first, and just see if this is something you do enjoy. Do it on your own pace.
Right.
And again, I would highly recommend everybody tries one at once. If anybody is interested maybe in doing one of the Run Disney events at Disney in the future, let us know, and maybe we can get together a little Capture the Magic community run group.
That'd be fun.
And do it all together, and then we'll just go, you know, we'll go party it up ourselves afterwards.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. Hopefully this was helpful. You know, I mean, again, I wanted, my biggest thing was this, was to understand that this is for everybody.
Yes.
You know, and it is not just for true runners, which I think is awesome. I've really enjoyed being able to participate in these. Thank you again for slowing down and walking with me and not just leaving me and saying, eat my dust or eat my rubber, burn my dust. So I do appreciate that. We had a great time. We laughed. We talked. I cried a little bit because I was still full from eating the night before. Would not recommend you go get the Thanksgiving triple stack the night before you do any sort of race.
No.
Or if you just want to get out of bed in the morning, to be honest, I would stay away from eating
or
that whole
thing.
Or
split it but with somebody.
Yeah. Well, you weren't going to eat it, though.
Right.
Oh,
so you need
delicious.
So you need your friend Jared.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it again.
Would he eat that?
I don't know. He thought it looked disgusting, which it did, but I told him it tasted good. So I don't know if he doesn't like cranberry sauce, but you can probably get it without that.
I'm with you, Jared.
But anyway, if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show. Leave us a rating and review, because why?
It helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.